USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airbase in Iraq that hosts U.S., Iraqi, and coalition troops was targeted by 10 rockets Wednesday. No casualties were immediately reported, according to Reuters. The source of Tuesday's rocket fire was not immediately known. It should also be noted Pope Francis is planning a historic visit to Iraq for later this week that would make him the first pontiff to ever visit the country. The U.S. Border Patrol is reporting a California highway crash involving human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen people dead Tuesday. The wreck involved an overloaded Ford Expedition that was T-boned by a semi-truck hauling two trailers of gravel near the U.S.-Mexico border. Officials noted that the SUV's back seats had been removed to create more space for the passengers. The crash occurred just east of El Centro, California. Thank you for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Although the White House denies we have a problem at the U.S.-Mexico border, we have a problem at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for the increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Triple-A baseball has hit a snag trying to open the season. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
While Major League Baseball appears to be on track to start the season as scheduled in early April, their top minor league clubs will have to wait to play ball. ESPN's reporting that opening day for Triple-A clubs will be pushed back to the first week of May, which is when the other levels of minor league ball were scheduled to start. The delay gives the major league clubs a chance to operate an alternative site, as they did in the shortened 2020 season, to give players most likely to be called up due to virus cases a place to train.
Triple-A is the highest level of play in minor league baseball in the United States and Mexico. Before 2008, it was also played in Canada. NASCAR returns to Las Vegas this weekend. Last week's winner, William Byron, was asked by Motor Racing Network, what does he like about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas has become really fun. It's become a really good track for us, and I feel like it's a challenge. I mean, you've got to get around there well, and you've got to have a car that can be dynamic and change lanes and move around the track. So, you know, the top of 3 and 4 has become a really good place to run, you know, especially if your car's a little loose. So, you know, it just depends, but I think that honestly you can move around the track, and if it puts on a really good race with this package, because you can draft up on guys but also get some clean air in the corners so you can make a pass on someone. So I enjoy it. I think it brings out the best in this aero package. I mean, the restarts are crazy, so it's fun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.